It's Texas Standard Time on this TGI Friday, the last day of March. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. You know, we're not in the prognostication business here at the Standard. Our crystal ball has been on the blink for some time. But a few months back, I don't recall the occasion itself, we were trying to tie together the strands of the emerging global view of the Trump administration. While the America First part was perfectly clear, what this would mean for our relationship with the rest of the world was, and still very much is, mostly cloudy. But we took a stab anyway, describing the possibility that the new president's position could open up something bigger, a global shift from transnationalism to transactionalism. In other words, pulling the thread from a carefully woven patchwork of post-war multilateral partnerships to, eventually, individual nations striking one-on-one deals, transactions, everyone out for themselves. Now more evidence of how such a shift might be happening, and Texas is right at the heart of it. Let me take you back to the first presidential debate of last year's election season. It was September 26th, 2016. Do you remember this?
You go anywhere you want, Secretary Clinton, and you will see devastation where manufacturing is down 30, 40, sometimes 50%. NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country.
The worst trade deal ever signed. Mr. Trump promised he would blow it up. Well, now a draft letter from the White House has emerged, which, though thin on detail, suggests Mr. Trump will be asking Congress for power to renegotiate the deal, keeping many of its basics in place, but pushing for the U.S. to be able to apply tariffs on some goods, not allowed under NAFTA right now. That's not exactly blowing up the deal, and many along the Texas border are cheering, including a prominent Democrat from Laredo who joins us now. He is U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar. Welcome to the Standard.
Thank you so much.
What did this letter from the Trump administration signal to you about the future of NAFTA?
Well, first of all, I think it shows that President Trump has backed away from his very harsh rhetoric when he called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history and that he was going to do away with it. What this letter says is that he's ready to negotiate with the Mexican government and with the Canadian government. I know that this will take a little bit of negotiation, but this is something that's going to be very important. Congress, either through our negotiations or consultations, and we don't know this bill, I mean, if this treaty will come back to us or this agreement will come back to us for approval, because it depends how much changes they do to it. But the fact that they're consulting with, let's say my good friend Kevin Brady, who's the chairman of the Ways and Means, and I've known him.
Texas Congressman.
Yeah, exactly. He is a somebody that believes in trade, and a lot of us, I think he's going to find, President Trump is going to find both Democrats and Republicans that support NAFTA.
I want to ask about that because there are some. I'm thinking of a critic named Lori Wallach, who's director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. She's calling this letter a punch in the face. She says that it sounds like Trump will have broken his campaign promises to make NAFTA better for working Americans. You concerned along those lines?
Well, you know, with all due respect to that group, I mean, they're against trade agreements. So, they were basing it on the harsh rhetoric that Trump said during the campaign that he was going to do away with this particular trade deal called NAFTA. So, of course, they're not happy. But for some of us that live in, the practical world day and day, let's say my hometown in Laredo, Texas, every day there's 14,000 trailers, 7,000 trailers going north, 7,000 trailers going south. I see the jobs are created not only in the primary jobs like transportation, trucking, warehousing, freight forwarding, custom brokers, but also the secondary jobs are created. So I see this as something that's very important. And bottom line is this. If we don't start treating Mexico as an ally, and keep in mind that as an ally that has 1,954 miles of border fence, I want to see Mexico as a strong, secure, prosperous neighbor. Because imagine if the economy would fail across a river. If you think people are coming across right now, imagine what would happen if their economy wasn't growing.
But I have to tell you, Congressman, here I am talking with a Democratic congressman from Texas who sounds, I mean, just based on your tone, sounds rather excited about the direction that the Trump administration is moving. That I never thought I would be saying that.
Well, actually, he's moving to the direction we have been at for many years before he even became president. Some of us have been trying to work with Mexico, make sure we have the efficiencies to make sure that both economies are helped, because we want to create jobs here. And, of course, we want to have a strong, prosperous Mexico. But the bottom line is, some of us have been talking about this way before we got a new president this past January.
Congressman Henry Cuellar of Laredo is one of them. He is a Democrat from South Texas. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us, Congressman.
Hey, thank you. You too. And it's, even though I'm here just for a couple days, just for the weekend, but it's always good to be back in Texas.
Amen.